My name is Patricia Henkel, and I'm running for TCAP's school board for the November 6th election.
Can you tell me why you're running for the school board?
I'm running for the school board because I'm passionate about kids and education, and I'm hoping to make a big difference in especially the underdog, the voices that are not heard, the ones that are disadvantaged. I also am running because our district has been distraught and in discord. We've seen a ton. We've seen 26 out of 31 administrators who have taken the unusual and unprecedented case of having a vote of no confidence in the superintendent. And because of that, it really called me to become involved.
So let's talk about that for a moment. If you were elected to the school board, you would be one of Superintendent Soma's bosses. And as you mentioned, in the past year, there was a vote of no confidence from administrators. That's principals, assistant principals. There was also allegations of bullying, of gender-based discrimination, and there were two third-party investigators who looked into that and found that he was not guilty of gender-based discrimination. I'm wondering how you think the board handled that, and if you were a board member, how you would have addressed it.
Yep. So as a part of those investigations, what was really interesting is that while they didn't find federal claims, there was 228 pages of some really vital concerns. And I've read through that report, and I'm just astounded that we don't have more interaction by the board in setting some clearer expectations for the superintendent to encourage and require behavior that's acceptable. We need collegiality, we need collaboration, and we need inspiration. And how do we get there when we have these kinds of things happening in our district? So although not federal offenses, we're seeing some behavior that's really unacceptable for our school district.
I think the board now would say, we're working on it. We've got evaluations 4 times a year now. They just had one the other day. They'd say, we're working with that bargaining group, which is the TCAA, which represents principals. Basically, we're working on it. Do you think they're doing enough?
I think there's a lot more to do. I think we have a lot more to do. They did recently put in the MASB standards, but where they fell short was actually defining more details and we're raising the bar in terms of those requirements. In addition, I'd have an expectation that they'd require more specifics, basically.
What do you think separates you from the other candidates?
I have a lot of tenacity and persistence. I will ask a lot of questions. I'll try to figure out creative solutions. And I think what separates me from a lot of the candidates is I have 4 kids that have been in this TCAPS district and care a lot about trying to make some changes that will provide more transparency, more input, more collaboration from our parent groups. And I'll take the time to spend to really try to get to the bottom line. So hopefully that will make a big difference.
If you were elected to the board, you would have to make decisions about the budget. And in recent years, TCAPS board members have had to make some tough decisions in order to balance the budget. They've closed elementary schools. They've dissolved the International Baccalaureate program. I'm wondering how you would approach balancing the budget as a board member if you were elected.
Yep. So that's a tough question. I've looked at a lot of the finances, and I spend a lot of my career in digital analytics and looking at Excel spreadsheets. And I'm still digging in to look at some of those things. I think what has been really challenging is we understand that there has to be hard decisions made and cuts made. But a lot of the discontent in the decision-making process has been lack of transparency, lack of input. I think one thing that we'll need to do is to really realize that 97% of the districts in Michigan balanced their budget last year, and that's in a minimum standard. And what I'd like to do a little bit differently is to make sure that we're looking with a lot of longitudinal analysis, that we're looking to make decisions for the long term. So the impacts that we have will have a long-term effect. We see a lot of stop and go in this district. Languages that come and go. IB program can't come and go. So we like to see a different type of approach.
Is there anything else you want the voters to know about you?
So one thing I'd love for everyone to know is that I'm running although we're running individually as candidates, I'm campaigning with an incredibly great team called Team 5 TCAPS. You can see our website at team5tcaps.com. And this is a group of very independent thinkers, but we're all moms who have children or grandchildren in TCAPS, and we're committed to work together to achieve success in the district. It's important. It's time to focus on kids and teaching and learning.
Patricia Ankle, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks.